Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today, talking about the sustainability of the cattle industry with Colin Woodall of NCBA in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Continuing to follow up on all the conversations we had this last week in Houston at the Cattle Industry Convention, our coverage of Houston brought to you in part by Performance Beef, easy-to-use cattle management software. One of those we had the chance to catch up with, the Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, and among the topics we talked with Colin about, the issue of sustainability.
Sustainability is a topic that's not going away. That's why NCBA set our goals back during the Nashville convention, and we continue to work towards those goals. And in order to do that, that means you have to continue to inform everybody about what's going on. When it comes to sustainability, we've had a lot of success in keeping rules and regulations off of us in the Biden administration thus far. And the way we've done that is to show quite clearly that we are serious about this. And it's a no-brainer. It's not about more rules and regulations on cattle producers. It's actually just talking about the stewardship that we have been doing for generations now and the great work that we do to protect the soil, the air, the water, the grass, and more importantly, the welfare of our animals. So showcasing that is a part of what we're talking about here, but also reminding the entire industry that in order to meet our goals, we have to look at continual improvement. And we've always been about continual improvement. The beef cattle industry today is not what it was 20 years ago, and it won't be the same in 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Along those lines, you had to do some pushing back with the New York Times at an op-ed that they've done, video op-ed, in regards to what they consider the cattle industry bad actor.
They do. And again, you have a situation or a point in time where everybody who has an axe to grind or some grudge has an outlet to get that information out to the masses. And that's what we saw here. People who don't know what they're talking about, they think that they do, but they don't. But yet they have a sensational story that they found a home for, and the New York Times was more than happy to put that out there. But you step back and you think about my previous comments. When it comes to the stewardship of natural resources, that stewardship is held and managed and really championed by farmers and ranchers, because without that good soil, growing that good grass, with good water, with good air, we don't have an industry. And so then we start to lose farms and ranches that have been families for generations. We are truly the premier stewards of our natural resources, much more so than somebody who's living in a high rise in New York City on top of a lot of concrete, because we have a much less impact on the environment than they do.
We also asked Colin to give us an update on what's been going on with the dollar head beef checkoff in regards to the challenge to the checkoff of this last year from RCAF and some of their affiliates.
So the effort that we saw in 2020 and most of 2021 was a petition to try to get 88,269 signatures of cattle producers to force a referendum on the future of the checkoff. And unfortunately, some of the methods that people used to get those signatures were just flat inaccurate. And to be honest with you, using some smoke and mirrors, you know, people were being told that they could change the checkoff or tweak the checkoff. No, this was about killing the checkoff. Fortunately, they did not get the number of signatures they needed, which to me was a de facto referendum on the support of the checkoff. So we feel really good that the producers understand the great work that's being done by this checkoff, and we as a contractor to the National Beef Checkoff will continue to deliver on things such as beef, it's what's for dinner. So we are feeling pretty good. There's still some lawsuits out there, but what we have seen is those lawsuits, especially the ones by RCAF, RCAF now has a very clear connection to PETA and the Animal Legal Defense Fund, two groups that do not like cattle production. We think it's pretty disingenuous for groups that claim to be working for the independent cattle producer to have a clear connection to groups that want to put us out of business.
Finally, talking to your president-elect Don, he indicated that one of his desires is to see more unity within the cattle business, and really trying to bring folks together. You feel that that can be something that NCBA can be a very positive force in?
You know, one of the things that we've made very clear is that everybody has a home here at NCBA. We're not going to exclude anybody. If you believe in the cattle business and if you want to work for some common sense ways to address the issues, you have a home here. And we're going to continue to show that. We're going to continue to look at groups that want to find productive solutions to our problems and figure out how we can partner with them. You know, groups like the American Farm Bureau Federation, for example, they are ones that have cattle producer members, and we know that we can find ways to work with them. We may not agree on everything, but we can at least have a civil discussion. We can't say that about every cattle group that's out there.
Were you a little surprised that they went the way they did at their annual meeting in Atlanta regarding mandatory, cattle purchases?
I'm not necessarily surprised, because I believe everybody understands that once you invite the government into your house, it's awfully hard to get them out, because they start to stretch out on your couch. They drink your liquor cabinet dry. They eat all your food. They just never leave. And I think that's one thing that a lot of the Farm Bureau delegates finally realize is, boy, if we do this and it doesn't work the way we want it to, that we'll spend years and hundreds of thousands, not millions of dollars, trying to fix that. And that's something that we also realize here at NCBA.
The Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, visiting with us at the recent Cattle Industry Convention in Houston. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 10th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 29,300 head to sell, 11,500 feeder steers, 7,600 feeder heifers, 8,600 weaned calves as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior a call, 800-422-2117.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.